भक्ति भगवती अकिंचन सर्वे गुणं तत्र समासते सुरा राव भक्तस्य कुतो महद्गुणा मनोरथेन अथतो धावतो बहिः। जसा एनीवन अस्ति वन एनीवन हु हैज भगवती in the supreme personality of Godhead, akinchana bhakti, unalloyed devotion, faith, sarve gunain tatva samasatishva. With all the good qualities of the demigods, he is bestowed upon. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, he has no good qualities. He cannot possess any good qualification. Why? Manorathena, he is simply hovering on the mental plane. Therefore, mind's business is to accept and reject. There cannot be any permanent thing. So one has to transcend above the plane of mind and fixed up in the spiritual platform, then he can have all the good qualities. So at the present moment, the godless civilization. Therefore, the leaders, they do not know how to lead people so that they may become happy. It is the duty of the leader, government, father, teacher, gurus, to see that the subordinates are very, very happy. We find in the history of Mahabharata that during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthira, people were not suffering even from excessive heat or cold or any anxiety. So it is the duty of the leaders of the people and the government to see that the citizens are perfectly happy in their occupational duties and they are advancing in spiritual knowledge. Because human life is not to lead a polished animal life. That is not human life. In the shastras, we see that Rishabdev, the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha, he taught his 100 sons, my dear boy, this human form of life is not meant for working hard like cats and dogs for sense gratification. Ultimate end is sense gratification, satisfying the senses. This is the business of the cats and hogs, or dogs and hogs. The hog is all day working to find out stool, where is stool. And as soon as he gets some stool, little strength, immediately sex life without any discrimination, whether she is mother or sister or daughter. This kind of life is described in the shastra as hog civilization. So, at the present moment, without any reference to God consciousness, people are being taught to satisfy the senses, work very hard, and win the chance of human life. this human life, especially manpower, solving all the problems of life. There are so many problems of life, but the four problems, as indicated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshan. People have no knowledge how to stop birth, death, old age and disease, because every living entity is eternal. That is learned from Bhagavad Gita. Na harnate hannamane sarire. The living entity does not die even after the annihilation of this gross body. This is the first knowledge to understand. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kumana jovane dvara tatha dehantara prati. We have to transmigrate from this body to another body, as I have transmigrated already from my childhood body to boyhood body, boyhood body to youthhood body. Now I am in a body very moved. So similarly, as I am existing in spite of changing so many types of body, similarly, after changing this body, I will have to accept another body. This is the fact that the modern education, they do not know it, neither they believe. Even the practical example is there, and who is giving the example? The most authoritative personality of God is Krishna. Tathādehāntara prāpti. And there are so many different varieties of bodies. Jalayānavalakthāni sāvarālakthaminshati kīmāya rudrasaṁkata kakṣināndakalakthakam. There are 9 less varieties of life in the water. Similarly, 20 less varieties of life in the trees and plants. Then there are insects, then there are birds, then there are animals, then there is human being. So this human form of body is obtained after evolution of many millions and trillions of years. It should not be. This is a chance for stopping this business of repetition of birth and death. But people, they have no knowledge how to stop it. Although everything is there. In the Bhagavad Gita, everything is explained. But we are not utilizing. We are manufacturing our own concocted knowledge. Therefore you are suffering. If you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, then all the solution of human society's problem are there. Economic, social, political, religious, cultural, philosophical, everything is there. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for spreading the knowledge contained in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Bhagavad Gita as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Parabrahma param dhāma pavittam paramam bhava. After understanding Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, Arjuna thought, Krishna, you are Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of God. Brahma, every living entity is Brahma, or everything is Brahma. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. That is a fact. But Parabrahma is Krishna. The Supreme, Nitya-nityanam cetana-cetanam. That is the Vedic verse. He is the Supreme. Now unless you accept Krishna, the Supreme, what is the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? So that you have to accept. And it is an instruction, as they are given everything. It's like economic solution. There is in the Bhagavad Gita. Annal bhavanti bhutani. There is need of anna. to feel the animals and the human being simply by passing resolution and conference. It will not do. You must produce anna so that animals and men, they may be fed sumptuously. They will get strength. Then they can work for yagya, yagya karma samudbhava. In this way, people can be happy. So, everything solution is there in the Bhagavad Gita, and you are trying to spread this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita all over the world, and people are expecting. Now we have started in America a political party in God we trust. So that is very successful. People are accepting. They are criticizing the so-called leaders. After Nixon, people are disgusted with the so-called leaders. So, we are teaching them what kind of leaders should be selected. The king, the public leader, the brahmana, and at least these three men, they should be free from the four kinds of sinful activities. If they are personally sinful, how they can lead other people? That is not possible. If a man is himself blind man, how he can lead other blind man? That is not. It is dangerous for both of them. So, the leaders, the politicians, the king, the brahmana, they should be very much pure, without any sinful thing of life. And the pillar of sinful life is illicit sex life, meat eating, and intoxication, and gang. Now, unfortunately, the leaders are teaching people how to enjoy illicit sex life, meat eating, and intoxication, and how the society can be happy. It is not possible. If you become criminal, or if you infect some disease, you must suffer. Similarly, in the material world, there are three gunas, sadagun, rajagun, tamagun. So, if you associate with sapagun, then you become enlightened. If you associate with rajagun, then you are, pushed through passion. And if you are in ignorance, then you do not know what is right and wrong. The symptoms of rajagun and tamagun is excessive lust and greediness. In sattvagun, they are in knowledge. Therefore, the society must be divided into four classes of men, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Yatutvannam Maya Krishna, Gunakarma Vibhav. There are three gunas, and the Satogun, Brahmana, a class of ideal men must be there in the society, so that people can follow them. Jagyadasarati Sreshtha, Lukasrata Nuvartate. If there is no ideal man in the society, how they can be a good character? Therefore, the Brahminical class of man, I mean to say, in quality, sattva, sama, dhamma, sitika, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, asitam, brahmatanda, sabhava. There must be the ideal class of man, Brahman. The next class, kshatriyas, who can give protection to the society. They should come forward. Whenever there is danger, they will come forward to give protection to the society. Similarly, next, the Vaishya, they must produce Kisi Gurucha Vanijyam Vaishyatana Prabhav. Their class of men should be interested, produce food grains, and give protection to the crowd. So where are these things? How you can expect good society, good management? If you want good society, good management, people happy in this life and next, then you have to adopt the principles given by Sri Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita, and we are preaching the cult of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Yes, upon this, what I have already stated, you can... Well, first of all, try to understand what is written in the Bhagavad Gita, then you try to understand the philosophy. It is a simple thing. Krishna says that annad bhavan vipajjana. So there is no need of dvaita philosophy or advaita philosophy. You require anna to maintain the animal family. Practically. Dvaita philosophy and advaita philosophy, this is controversial. But even though we agree to dvaita philosophy or advaita philosophy, the question of food grain will be required. Either you can dvaita philosophy or advaita philosophy. We are speaking from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. What Shankaracharya says, what Ramanujacharya says, that we shall consider there. We try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, the Dehi Nasmi Yatha Dehi, Kumar Yomanangara, Tatha Dehantara Prat. So, Dehina means the possessor of the body, the owner of the body. That is so. So, that you cannot deny. Either you follow Sattarajya or Ramana. There is soul within the body. This is Bhagavad Gita. Dehina, Nasmin Dehi, as it is like, I was a child, I remember, you remember also. So, that body is now gone. But I have got a different body. You have got a different body. But I am existing. So I am Dehi. Dehi. And my body is Deha. So Deha, Dehi, there are two distinctions. The body is not the owner. I am the owner. It's like I am sitting within this room. I am not this room. Similarly, I am sitting within this body. You are sitting within your body. You are not body. This is called illusion. Yes, ultimate aim means that. Ultimate aim is that there is spirit and matter. As there is material world, there is spiritual world also. Parastasma subhavanya bhaktyaraptyasana. The spiritual world is eternal. The material world is temporal. We are spirit soul. We are eternal. Therefore, our business is to go back to the spiritual world. Not that we remain in the material world and change body from bad to worse or worse to bad, good. That is not our business. That is a disease. Our healthy life is to enjoy eternal life. Jagdatyana nivartante sadhanam paramam. See, our human life should be utilized for attaining that perfectional state. Not to get any more this material body, which you have to change. This is the aim of that.
Is that perfection possible in one moment?
Yes, in one moment. If you agree, Krishna says that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam omkara sarva papi bhava khushi. We change our body on account of sinful activities. But if we surrender to Krishna and take to Krishna consciousness, immediately you are on the spiritual platform. Mancha Vyari Chajani Bhakti Yogi Nandasi Vati Sagunan Samatitta Itan Brahma Bhujayakal. As soon as He will be there. And analyze the whole of Krishna. He immediately transcends this material platform. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. He will remain in the spiritual platform. And if you die in the spiritual platform, then you go to the spiritual world. Yes, bhajan is concentration, reading is concentration. What do you mean by concentration? Yes, when you think, dharavastita tadgatena manusha, paschandiyan yogi, yogis, in dhyana, in meditation, they always see the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, within the heart. That is meditation. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manusha, paschandiyan yogi. The jnanis, they see by cultivation of knowledge, and the bhaktas, they see the Supreme Personality of God. The Supreme Lord, the Absolute Truth, is understood from different angles of vision. Brahma iti paramatmasi bhagavan iti sadya vadanti tat tat parigat satyam. That is Absolute Truth. Just jnanam of the there is no difference between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhava. The same thing in different angle of vision. The jnanis, they realize as an impersonal Brahma. The yogis, they realize as Paramatma, situated in everyone's heart. And the bhaktas, they realize as the Supreme Personality of God. But the thing is the same. It is the different angle of vision. To teach how to get rid of this disease of birth, death and old age. That is Guruji. That is also father's business, that is also Guru's business, or the caretaker's business, the government's business, because this human life is made for getting out of these clutches of Maya, constantly, repeatedly, changing body. Tathadehantaram prah, bhutta bhutta praliya. This business should be stopped. Namo chayadja samupeta mrittum guru nasasya. Shastra says one should not be guru if you cannot deliver the disciple from the chain of birth, death, old age and disease. The Americans and the Europeans, they are fed up with this material type of civilization. They know that a spiritual life is there in India. They understand. Therefore, any Sami goes there. They go around him to take some spiritual instruction. Unfortunately, mostly they go who have no knowledge. They cannot give them right knowledge. So for the time being, they may surround them. But after some time, they disperse because they do not get a care. But so far, Krishna consciousness has come back. Now, many Swamis went there and they preached Bhagavad Gita also. But not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. For the last hundreds of years. But now, Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is, and people are taking it by hundreds, thousands. So, they are after some knowledge, spiritual knowledge from India. But our so-called Swamis, they go, they do not give actual information of the Indian spiritual culture. Therefore, they are practically deceived. But the Bhagavad Gita as it is, we do not change in it. In the Bhagavad Gita you understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Matta parataram nanna kinchidasti dhananya. So we are teaching them that He is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna. To realize it. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamadhvattam Ajyajimadhyamasri. So, there, we are teaching that just all the things of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna mantra, and you remember Krishna. Manmana Bhavamadhvattam. And just become devotee, what is the deity of Krishna, become his bhakta. Manmana Bhavamadhvattam Ajyaji, what is Lord Krishna? Maa Namaskuru, offer your obeisances to Krishna. So we are teaching this option. We have 100 temples like this all over the world. And hundreds and thousands are joining. So this is practice. So they are accepting. Now it is our duty to give the actual Vedic culture, which is concise, summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Upanishad Gav, the strength of all Upanishad teaching. So there is very good demand for this culture. But unfortunately, we give some lavish things and they come. Sometimes they go, that he becomes himself God. But it is nonsense. God is so cheap. So we have been frustrated and our people go and is still more frustrated by giving some cheating type of. But here, Bhagavad Gita is very simple. There is no need of great education. What is the difficulty to understand? The Krishna says, Manmana Bhavad Bhakta Madhya Adhimana Namaskuru. Where is the difficulty? You always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer my obeisances. Chatusvarnam Maya system, divided society in four classes of men. Annad Bhavanti Bhutani, just produce sufficient food grains. Eat sufficiently, be strong, that one does the. Where is the difficulty to understand Bhagavad Gita? Russian? I do not know Russian society, but I can say I have been in Moscow. The people are not happy. That I can say. What is it?
How many of your disciples have seen the vision of God?
The vision of God, you can see also here, the vision of God.
Have seen God in your own
heart. No, no. That is of course, later on. First of all, see here is God, vision of God. Everyone can see this hardly. Why you ask my disciples? You can see also. No, no, that side. Vision of God, here is Krishna. And that's all physical. I mean, vision, your vision is also physical. Your physical, not spiritual. Whatever you see with your eyes, that is physical. That is not anything beyond physical. And spiritual eyes, that's all that. But first of all, you have to see whatever eyes you have got. You have got physical eyes. Why you are talking of spiritual eyes? That is stated in the Shastra. Premanyana Shurita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santa Sadaiva Ridayesu Vilopayan. When you develop love for God, then you can have that spiritual eyes. Premanyana Shurita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santa Sadaiva. He sees earlier, always. Santa Sadaiva Ridayesu Vilopayan. That you have to develop that position. Immediately he cannot do that. Yes, immediately he has to see physically. Then gradually, when by offering service, you develop your dormant love for God, then you can see his spiritual. It is not immediately as for everyone. You have to wait for that position. Well, people have become godless everywhere. It doesn't matter whether he is a Christian or Mohammedan or Hindu. that is a venereal disease. So, actually, everyone is concerned now with material comfort. But the material comfort means wine and woman, that's all. Substance of material comfort. So that they have enjoyed enough. The facility of enjoying woman and getting money, there is no limit. Anyone, the money is thrown in the street, you can simply collect. And similarly, woman are available. So, actually, they do not get any happiness by this material element. And they are seeking after something, that's the fact. Yes, it is spreading. We have got branch in Iran. Yes. We have got in Moscow, we have got in China. But they are taking gradually. Everything will take time. But we have got many Mohammedan students. Yes. Yes. Well, I think about 2 years. Yes, we have got African students also. Many African students. And everywhere we are spreading this Hare Krishna. Go to village to village. They accept. In African village, with big earrings, they also dance in Hare Krishna. Yes, China. So they also receive very nicely. They are into everywhere. The people are always good. They are made bad by the Jesus. Yes. Yes. I do not wish to speak of any particular government. But generally, everywhere, the government is not very good. And even in America, the president is not like... Yes. Because he did not lead them, he did not teach them spiritual books. You allowed them to read communist books. But he is a spiritual leader. First of all, that's the thing. The businessman is not a spiritual leader. Yes. Because there have been so many, that's like Bhagavad Gita, it is standard book. The so-called spiritual leaders, they give different interpretation. Why different interpretation? One interpretation is there, which everyone can understand. Manmana bhavamat bhaktamat yajimana namaskuru. It is plain thing. Krishna says that you all think of me. Manmana bhavamat bhaktam, you become my devotee. You just worship me. Of any other. And after Radha Krishna says, it is not to Krishna personally. What right you have got to say like that? Krishna says, Manmana Bhavana. Dr. Radha Krishna says, it is not to Krishna. This is going on. You see? Now, this is, he's a scholar, he's a philosopher. Even Gandhi says that there was no Krishna, it is all mythology. Then, how people will learn it? If Krishna becomes mythology, Bhagavad Gita becomes imagination and anyone can interpret in any way, then where is the teaching? Now, first of all, try to understand that what is the defect? The defect is that malinterpretation, bad interpretation. Interpretation is required when you think you cannot understand. But if you think it's clearly understood, why you interpret to mislead the leader? That is our protest. It is clearly understood. Krishna says, Manmana bhavama bhakta madhyaji mahanamasi. Sarvadharmaan parityajya mamekam saranam. You know, what right you have got to say that it is not to Krishna. It is something else. That has misled our senses. Do you agree or not? This misinterpretation, why should you misinterpret in the Bhagavad Gita? If you have got a different philosophy, you can write in your own books. But why through Bhagavad Gita? This is very dangerous. This is very, very dangerous. It has spoiled the whole country. You write your own philosophy, but why you take advantage of Bhagavad Gita and misinterpret it and mislead the people? That is my protest. Either one? Either project? That we know, Mahans. I am going to see Balaji also. Balaji. I go to Europe. And I go to London, then to Paris, then Germany, then Sweden, and Switzerland. I have got temples there. In Germany you have got 4 temples. And in Sweden we have got. In Switzerland we have got. France we have got. In England we have got 4 temples. No, they receive very nice. They understand that Swamiji is doing something nice. Thank you very much.